بص يا حبايبي، انا I speak to you about something which is new for me and you. يعني احنا always there are some characters in the Bible we like them very much, but there are some other characters we fear to touch them or come near them. But in the last kind of 2 months, among the noise we have in Africa, I was studying some characters in the Bible. And one of them was Noah. طبعا نوح كلنا, I don't think that you read anything about Noah. مش كده؟ يعني always it is always his life is connected with the ark. طبعا كلنا we could see all the movie بتاع البايبل ده. The Bible always reveal him as a funny person كده, gathering like animals and like that. But I'm telling you, Noah is one of the great characters in the Bible. And if we could study his life, we find his life is not less than Abraham. يعني دائما عندنا كده some characters we like to put them very high and we speak in them always, about them always. Like Abraham, like Moses, Samuel. But Noah was one of these great characters in the Old Testament. What is strange in the history of the Bible, of the Old Testament, Noah was the son number which, who guessed كده, if you can, from تعرفين هو coming from the holy family, يعني كان Abel and Cain, بعدين Cain killed Abel, فخلاص ده stop. وبعدين آدم and Eve wrote another son, Hoshes. هو one of the descendants of Shes. تفتكروا which number he was among them? How is his number في descendants of? كان number كام؟ تفتكر؟ guess كده؟ مين يعرف؟ إيه؟ لا, after that. يعني before that. مين قال 10؟ خد يا حوز حلوة. كان نمبر 10. عشان كده هو was born year 1058 for Christ. بيقولوا انه between him and Adam كان only one generation. عشان كده Noah could see, could hear about all the story of Adam and Eve and creation, all the beautiful story. Dionysius was dead 14 years before his birth. But what is strange in his birth, you know, he came in a time where, how is the spirituality in the earth that time? How was the spirituality? بس كده حد يطلع لنا كده, هنقرأ Genesis 5 and 6. بس كده Genesis 5, what it says? بص كده, if we want to summarize Genesis 5, what can we say? بص كده, it is one story repeated many times. ايه الستوري دي؟ Who can tell me? كانت ايه الستوري كلها which is repeated the same story, ايه هي؟
they have
بالظبط كده, هو كده اللايف بتاعتهم كده, they born وبعدين bring children وبعدين die. What else in their life? صوروا دول ال holy descendants of Adam, the holy family. The life is only they after they have been born, بعد كده get married, بعدين يجيب children وبعدين ضال. طب what is the contribution here? أول واحد يتصور صور كده, لما when the Lord put me in a place, يبقى ال contribution بتاعي is zero. What I'm doing in this place? Nothing. Zero. حاجة very sad. Very sad, مش كده؟ بصوا كده مع with the presence of the 10 great patriarchs, 10 great descendants who could hear this, the real story about love of God and creation, living with Adam and Eve and his blessings, and they hear every story like a very real story. بص in their time حصل ايه كده؟ بص كده read كده اهو بصوا verse 5 chapter 6 Genesis 6 verse 5 حد يقرأ لنا كده Genesis 6 verse 5 حد يقرأ لنا كده
Then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
Is that sad? يا ربي the great giants though اللي هم المفروض very holy اللي هم should be shining should be like living with a true living relationship with the Lord or intimate relationship with the Lord they were there but what was there? The evil was there. Is that sad? صوروا كده ربنا حطني put me in a place ويبقى a report about the place is evil in this place. ربنا كده look from heaven يقول طب what is doing? What is doing? Why I put my son there? كده Jesus قال yes I agree that you are light of the world but if the light is under the table what's its benefit? مش كده؟ يعني كتير واحد يقول I love the Lord I have my quiet time I pray every day بعدين تقول له طيب طب what's your contribution in your place? How could you reveal God in your place? قلت طب ما هو ال place is evil أقول لك طب which is stronger God or devil تفتكر if you are in a place and holding the Lord and fighting with the Lord to use you will he use you or not تبصوا بقى it different some people when you put them in a place تلاقيه يعمل great light كده فاكرين ابراهام كده حتى الجماعة الفيجن اللي around him came to him قالوا له we know that you are a man of God وفيرو قال له I fear you man go away from me you are a holy man I can't touch you or your wife في ناس تاني تحطهم في حتة يبقوا شاينين كده يقولوا I have كتير واحد يقول لي سيدنا work for me only to get some money قال له معقولة كده معقولة God put you in this place only to be like bringing money shame for money only افتكر كده I don't think that God has a problem to send us money it's a problem he put me a place in a place and expecting me to do something you're like a light and he's with me I tell you أحد صدقوني ربنا بيستكر حوديني بتاعي مهم كنت فاهم قال لكم ستوري صدقوني this true story اني لا خلاص two days ago كنت في meeting بتاع clergy in Calgary واحد of the fathers asked me هل do you think that God is still present في الافندم ربنا قال لي يعني تفتكر لسه God is controlling the earth still يعني قاعد في السماء في الاير كونديشن فوق مبسوط قال لي with all this evil معقولة ربنا controlling the earth is that true yes he's controlling the earth when we can't reveal him also يبقى sad at the end people feel that God is not there where is God عشان كده Jesus insisted in the kingdom of God is not in heaven but he said kingdom of God is in you if I can't carry the kingdom with me what is the benefit of my relationship with God حس دايما صدقوني. It's a sad story. يعني I was meditating كده مع group of servants day before yesterday كده in my flat في كايرو عن جون وان. كنت بقول لهم إني جون وان is two parts. First part it is like spiritual or like revelation of who is Jesus. And when John said إني هو is full of grace and the truth. بعدها يقول what we behold his glory. وفي نفس الشابتر تلاقوا ناس witnessing about him. Oh, God gave us this revelation of his kingdom inside us not to be for us. حزوس أنا it is now it is like a fashion in the Coptic church and the people think that God is blessing me and caring for me and promoting me and serving me and loving me and stop here. But this is not the gospel of God. هو أكيد the Holy Spirit will witness inside you and you will witness for me after that. We can't change the gospel. It's not God is loving, caring, blessing, whatsoever. You say for yourself. Well, I have a group of selfish people. I'm living for myself. And God should be for me also. And بعد كده هتبقى I'm only self-centered and God should serve me also only. This is very bad. These people were like that. 10 joined patriarchs here, but the end result is not zero but minus. Very sad. في ناس God put them in a place كده يبقوا shining كده. صدقوني I'm reading stories كتير قوي. أنا بحب قوي أقرأ البيوغرافيز بتاعة ال people who are contemporary to us living like last century and to find how they could do. عندنا كلنا هوب كرولوس شوفوا يعني راحت went to heaven 30 years ago مش مثلا شوفوا قد إيه كان contribution بتاع one man. كده لازم نسأل نفسنا is that do I have a contribution or not. طب المور ورست عن كده بقى بصوا كده في chapter 6 from verse 1 to 4 بقى حصلت بقى حاجة much more worst. حصل ايه بعد كده بقى حصل ايه حصل mixing marriage between the daughters of God or the daughters coming from these holy descendants and the wicked men. وطلع منهم ايه بقى giants. وبصوا giants دول بقى ايه بصوا كده يقول عنهم ايه بقى حاجة يا ربي verse 4 حد يرانا كده verse 4
there were giants on the earth in those days and also afterwards when the sons of God came into the borders of men and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown.
These men start to be famous. The holy people, they are silent, no witness. كل واحد زينا كده self-centered كده. God is blessing me. We are in relationship with the Lord, of quiet time, with prayers, and Jesus loves me. Thanks for us all. But the wicked generation start to fight or to expand in the earth that now the evil is the prominent. And no one cares. No one's heart is like broken and say, I should do something for the Lord. And it touches me very much. David, لما لقى people of God or the name of the Lord is dishonored. Alone. How the name of the Lord is dishonored like that? I should do something. I will kill this man. قاعد يضحك عليه كل دي اسمين ياخدك حطك في بقه سالي تايني لك ذات جاينت يقدرش يقعد في البتاعة ده بتاعت ابونا شوية نو يس is $10 that's it قال لا ومرة جاشوا قال ربنا نفس كده جاشوا قال ربنا what you do for your great name Lord. بس ازاي ناس the name of the Lord like hurts it. لما يلاقوا the name of the Lord is like dishonored يلاقوا fire in their heart like St. Paul لما يقول كده Who can be stumbled or who can be lost? Who can be like taken by David and my heart is not burning me?
How?
What can I say to the Lord? But these people were not like that. But then in this time Noah was born. بعدين راح يسموه ايه بصوا كده طلع كده في شابتر 5 حاجة فاني قوي بصوا كده لما اتولد راح ايه بقى اول ما اتولد راح ايه his father راح سماه ايه بصوا كده from verse 28 29 اول ما he gave birth the father gave birth to Noah راح he called his name Noah why حد يرانا كده verse 29
and he called his name Noah saying this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because the ground which the Lord has cursed
technological word دي كده بس كده look again قال يعني I will call his name Noah عشان خاطر هو he comfort us from the earth which is cursed by the Lord. وتتفكر لما تسميه نوح يعني you have solved the problem يعني it's funny. يعني بابا فكر ان هو حل المشكلة انه he called his name Noah قال له خلاص المشكلة اتحل solve the problem. You call him like that. Never will. Which solves the problem is to repent. To do something for the name of the Lord. وابتدى الولد يقولوا اني انا كنت عمال اقرا في الجوش تراديشن يقول beautiful words about Noah يعني انت عارفين في اللي هم السكرولز اللي لقوها في وادي القمران ده اسمه ايه بالانجلش في الكيفز بتاعت ايه في الديد سي سكرولز في الديد سي سكرولز لقوا مش كلهم طبعا not all the scrolls هناك كانت حاجات from the Bible لكن كثير some of the scrolls كان tradition of the Jews فلقوا في one of these scrolls اني لما لامك ده his father found the boy is shining when he was young يعني he got like feeling that this is not my son this boy is shining كده فبيقول tradition انه he went to Enoch and asked him I don't think this is my son It seems it is marriage between an angel and his mother. But this is not my son. فراح إنه قال له I will solve the problem. راح قال بيقول he crossed all the earth to the other side to meet Matushala هناك. وقال له asked him is that true this boy is coming from an angel or from Mr. Lamech? فبيقول قال له no it is from Mr. Lamech. Tell him that. It's not a problem. It's not coming from an angel. حاجة في التراديشن الفاني بتاعت الجن. لكن عايز أقول لكم إنه how the boy when he was born was shining. The father doubting is that true my son? بعدين ابتدى to grow Noah كده in that like atmosphere or environment of evil. وابتدى كل واحد يقول له remember any you should do something. طب what can I do? وابتدى لما ابتدى يكبر شوية لقى ال high expectation has changed in his life to be a like paralyzing him ان كل واحد يقول له you should do something. But it's not my crime. يعني yes I'm يعني ال في ال Saint Paul Epistle to Hebrew يقول في 11:7 I think it's the verse 7 and he was witnessing but he was witnessing with his life who could show them how is the spiritual like how is the person to be like in right relationship with the Lord but how can he change their lives he's working alone but the high expectation upon him start to be changed in his life to خليه ان هو more sad عارفين لما واحد when you put a person in a place and push him to do something which is so big that he can't do دايما feel guilty فابتدى نوح to feel guilty and he can't do nothing وكل واحد يقول له do something you should remove this curse but removes the curse is only repentance. عشان كده يقولوا ان it came a time in the life of Noah كان discouraged وكان كان down كده مش عارف يعمل ايه. بصوا كده تلاقوا كلمة لذيذة قوي. انا I want to speak about that very much. بصوا كده chapter 6 chapter 6 verse 8 verse 7 ربنا appeared to him. عايز اقول لكم حاجة عجيبة قوي. That was the first appearance or first speech of the Lord from the time of Adam. يعني God was absent from the earth fell because of the evil of the world. بيقولوا انه part when God was absent which make the evil to be culminating كده هو. And this is very important in our life. When God is absent in my life, when I can't hear God, when there is like distance between me and the God, and when my relationship with the Lord would be more formal, not real one, not intimate one, ألاقي دايما weakness happening in my life. The Lord appeared to him. The voice of the Lord came again to the earth. وقال له خلاص هدي يقرأ لك verse 7. علي صوتك يا مستر مينا عشان في صاروخ فوقينا معدي. علي صوتك.
So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made him.
ربنا قال هما كل واحد بيقول له you should do something عشان تريموف ذا كيرس. But the answer of the Lord is ايه هنا؟ مين شاطر يقول لي؟ بص God how God thinks different than us. كل واحد يقول له you should remove the curse, find the thing for the curse. يلا كل واحد pushing him. From the answer of the Lord قال له ايه؟ I will not remove the curse. أمال ايه؟ I will destroy the people who made the curse. بص ازاي بقى؟ يعني كتير قوي الواحد فينا يبقى عنده weakness in his life يبقى مش عايز ياخد action. When God says طب I will do something in your life to make you to repent. يعني كتير قوي الواحد فينا يبقى is so weak in to take an action أو delaying أو معلش it will come معلش time. ربنا يقول لي no time. Either you do something or I will do something. Which one you want؟ يا ربي fearful مش كده؟ يعني either I do something or the Lord will work. When the Lord is working is hard. Fearful, مش كده؟ God gave them 500 years to do something and they refuse. All the time, all of them point toward Noah and say, Noah, you do something, you do something. They don't want to do something by themselves. And God قال له كده, they don't want to do, I will do. I will destroy them from the earth. Very sad, مش كده؟ بعدين بقى verse 8 بقى very beautiful verse. If I will stay speaking 5 hours I will never finish it. يلا حد يقول لنا كده verse 8 كده بس مين شاطر يقول لي بقى what's the meaning of verse 8.
That Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
يعني ايه؟ انا عندي beautiful حاجة funny كده. مين يقول لي يعني ايه؟ يعني ايه ده الverse ده؟ What's the meaning of this verse? But don't rush to answer. يعني ايه Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. عايز اقول لكم this is the first time in the Bible the word the grace was mentioned. Very strange. God calls him to do this. طيب حضر حضرتك كده. Thank you. يعني ايه he found the grace in the eyes of the Lord. يعني ايه practically من غير preaching حد يقول لي حد شو عظم practically حصل طيب شاطر قوي حديلك برضه عقل بس عايزها شويه practical هي انت very near يعني close قوي to the answer. يعني ايه بص هو كان حصل ايه هو what happened احنا قلنا ان كل واحد push him Noah you should do something Remember your name. Remember your call. You should do something. And the authority can do nothing. People should do something, not him. For him, he was righteous in the eyes of the Lord and in front of the people. As kida yqul ba'd kida, he could judge the world. Yqul kida, Hebrew 11. And how can like example a person who loves the Lord and live for the Lord. Can like witness, living witness about you, yes, you can live a holy life. If you want to be blessed, if you want to be victorious, it is here. He is an example for that. But in high expectation of the people, create inside him a guilty feeling. With guilty feeling always is a feeling of a... Eh? That mission repentance can self-esteem become very low. But start, يقول أنا مشتاق أعمل حاجة أنا خيبان I can do nothing I'm helpless كل واحد يقول له do something يقول له I can't I'm paralyzed I'm handicapped person في الوقت ده بقى الورد دي إيه الورد دي معناها بقى عشان تعرفوا الكونتكست يعني هو دي طب what's the meaning of he found the grace in the eyes of the Lord
he knew that his help and strength is from God
إيه
that his help and strength is only from God
but it's very need يعني حصل إيه practically كده
It seems like God is willing to change his mind about cursing or destroying the world because of him. There is a change in the plan.
طيب. Very near. لكن لسه شوية. مين يقول لنا؟
If you look at what God is telling him, he's telling him that I'm destroying everything that you see. It doesn't make sense. Why would, you know, God destroy everything that, you know, he made with his own hands? But Noah found grace in God, meaning that he sees that God's ways are good, and that his ways, even though like destruction of the world may seem like a bad thing, God's ways are for good, and his ways are to do something good with that destruction.
Right. Good. But suppose kida, the law of judges kida, chapter 6. Halukum is zay bizzab. Judges kida, chapter 6. Halukum example tadar tifhamuha awun. Al fikra, أنا عايز أقول لكم دي الستوري أوف جيسوس with us. What is the strength in the verse ده this is the work of God in our life. بصوا كده في جورجيس 6 بصوا كده verse 12 خليكم معنا كده جورجيس 6 12 يقول إيه حد يقرأنا كده بصوا كده
And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him The Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor.
قال له the Lord is with you. You are mighty man of valor. You should remember that. What was the answer of Gideon? He said to him, yes, and do, and so. قال له ايه بقى? كم الكتاب هنا?
Gideon said to him, Oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us about, saying, Did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hand of the Midianites.
قال له man of valor ايه? أنا the most fearful person the world. يعني تلاقوا في الفيرس اللي قبل الكلمة دي كان هو من الرعب كان panic خد شوية كان عنده شوية tweet كده خدهم وراح للبريس بتاعت إن كانت الأوليف ولا بتاعت الجريبس كده والواين بريس كده وقعد يطحنهم فيها to solve the problem because he was panic was so fearful from Midianites هو بالظبط الكلمة قال له You are man of valor. I'm not mighty man of valor. I'm so fearful. I'm panic. I can do nothing. I'm for in my daily life. I can do nothing. As you see, بص ربنا قال له إيه? بص كده بقى. Verse 14 بقى, which is great. حاجة أنا كده.
Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you?"
There are two words here. Key words in this verse. مين شاطر يقول? Related to each other.
Mind
of yours. طيب. هو ما كانش عنده mind خالص. هو كان helpless ساعتها. وكان بترعش ساعتها trembling. قال له ايه? بصوا. Two words هنا. قال له ايه? بص اخر word قال له ايه? Didn't I send you? هو ده grace. الgrace ان انا fearful. Grace in I do nothing. Grace in in a place and I feel I'm doing nothing. And my power is so weak. وكل واحد expecting me to do something but I can't do. بعدين I look to the eyes of the Lord. ألاقيه. He loves me. يقول لي and arif all in your heart. I will be with you. I will give you power. I will do the, I will give you the power to do the expectation which you couldn't do in the past. عشان كده هنا في كلمتين حلوين قوي. أول كلمة في أول الverse قال له إيه؟ He looked at him. He turned towards him. God say, I will be with you. How the grace? In I go to the Lord when I want to do something, when I have big dreams for the Lord, when I find that my life can't be buried in the world, when I find evil around me, even inside me, when I كل حاجة is weak and dry and dead, when I look to the Lord, the Lord قال له, this is my life. But I have another life. And he said, look, I will turn all my power towards you. And I will send you. Don't fear. And that after that, طوالي أول ما ربنا عمل كده مع جيديون, راح he sent him. And you remember after that, with 300 people, he could defeat all the big army of the Midianites. هو ده اللي he found the great desire of the Lord. I believe in Noah couldn't look up. He was so يعني, so feel down and his self-esteem is low and he feel failure, he can do nothing. He see only evil. And he, when he look inside himself, he lay weakness in himself. But what can I do? But I love the Lord. Always weakness is like surrounding him. And when he look up, لا رب العالمين, قال له, you are a very strong man. قال له, I can. Not true, Lord. I know my weakness. Look, I can do nothing. قال له, طب بص, هتشوف هعمل ايه معاك. You will see what I will do. عارفين الستوري دي بالظبط؟ فرق دي الستوري بتاع Jesus in all the New Testament. فاكرين كلنا last Sunday؟ فاكرين last Sunday كان الجوسبل ايه؟ اوعوا تناموا مننا. لكم كويت كده بخاف. ما بيناموا بعد قد ايه؟ خلص؟ فاكرين last Sunday كان Samaritan woman. فاكرين ايه؟ When Jesus met her. نفس الستوري بالظبط. كانت هي escaping from the people. She feel guilty. Her life is down. But it seems from the speech with the Lord to feel that she was a religious woman in the past. That it seems that like an active in the temple of the Lord in the past. وبعدين weakness enter and the wallet or temptation put her down completely. فكانت escaping كده. كانت his life is full of guilt. وبعدين when she met Jesus قال لها ايه؟ فاكرين قال لها ايه؟ the same كده. قال لها ايه؟ she found grace in his eye. يعني عملت ايه؟ قال لها ايه؟ when she found grace in his eye قال لها ايه؟ فاكرين؟ قال لها ايه؟ من شاطر يقول لي من غير ما تناموا. البتاع ده قاعد عشان تصحصحوا يلا. the very easy question. ايه؟ نو ايه؟ مين اللي قال؟ if you would know the gift of God. طب gift of God ابونا اللي جاوب. gift of God. هو متهيألي مين جاوبت بره؟ ولا مين؟ انت كنت قاعد نايم؟ if you would know the gift of God. gift of God ايه؟ you can tell me about punishment of God. or judgment of God. what's gift of God for me؟ هو بالظبط كده. ان الواحد in the time of this time of the great Lent كده وابقى fasting كده وابقى I'm fasting, I try to do something, ولاقي دائما the challenge is too big, ولاقي my weakness is so strong also, ولاقي the war of the devil is so strong, ولاقي everything is going down كده, ولاقي ناس desperate. كل واحد يقول لي سيدنا انا صايم بس I can't find great change in my life. سيدنا انا مش عايز this time of fasting to pass, ولاقي نفسي ما عملتش حاجه. والواحد يبقى a lot of يعني he has in his heart or she has in your heart, you have a lot of dreams and a lot of expectation and you can do nothing. I think this time what you need to look up to see how God looked towards you in grace and how with the same power you have with the same what you call it weakness, his power will be so enough, so strong in your life that he can use you to do something big. ده اللي حصل هنا مع نوح. And God looked towards him in grace. عايزك تلاقوا حاجة حلوة قوي فين؟ أي حلوة قوي عايزكم تقروها. في كرونسوس. استنى أجيبها لكم فين؟ ايه حلو قوي. جميل قوي تبقى الحكايه دي خالص في حياتنا. بص كده 1 كورنثيانس شابتر 15 فيرس 10، حد كده يقراها لذيذه قوي. 1 كورنثيانس كده 15:10.
By the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace towards me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
Which is the word which is repeated all the time? Grace. بص الفيرس اللي قبله ايه بقى؟ The previous verse يقول ايه؟ يقول I'm not worthy to be an apostle because I was persecuting the church of God. يعني يقول ده بالظبط كده. I was helpless. I was against the kingdom of God. I was killing the saints. وبعدين when he looked up كده لما Jesus appeared to him في الرود بتاع دمشق كده ولقى Jesus looked towards him in grace. When he looked towards him كده and he received this grace, بيقول ايه كده؟ When I received the grace of God, the grace of God was not in vain in my life. I worked, I tired much more than any one of the apostles, but not me. But the grace of God is working through me. هو ده اللي I dream ان God can do in our life. عايز اقول لكم كل البايبل كده. يعني بصوا كده كل الستوريز happen in the time of the Lord. Every meeting with the Lord is like that. That we meet Him with all our weakness, with a lot of dreams, but life is broken and up and down. And when we meet Him, Lord, وأقول له, Lord, I feel failure. قول له, no, you are not failure. قول له, Lord, this is the truth. I can tell you, you know everything. قول له, no. You are in my eyes, it's very precious. You are very strong. You are my apostle. I will use you mightily. قول له, Lord, you are speaking to the wrong person, like Gideon. He said to him, you are speaking to the wrong person, just not me. It seems that something confused for you, Lord. Said, no, I'm not confused. No, I know everything about you. But let my grace to be worth towards you. بص كده كملوا بسرعة كده عشان نخلص عشان ايه ما تناموش مننا حرام. مش معقولة متهيألي السرير فوق ما يكفيش مع 2 بيبيز 500 بيبيز تانيين. بس بعد ما جريس اوف جاد عملت فيه بص كده بقى فيرس 9 كده حد انا كده نرجع تاني جينيسيس 6 فيرس 9 جينيسيس 6 فيرس 9
This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God.
Yes, salam. بص, what the grace of God did in his life. خليته perfect, خليته walking with God. طبعا expression that used before once in the Bible was the theme. Kind of, yes. The same. يقولوا, in original words هنا, يعني ايه he walked with God? مين يقول لنا لسه بتاع ده قاعد في الرصد مش عايز ياخد يعني ايه وقت سكات يعني كان بيعمل ايه practically تفتكر كان بيعمل ايه ايه بس فير دي حاجه ثانيه هنجيبها بعد شويه بس لا خلينا في دي وقت سكات يعني ايه ايه يعني he could adjust نديه لك تتعشى عشا كويس المهم فيعني he could adjust his life with the life of the Lord. واحد when he was so discouraged, he was down and everyone put him down وكان حاسس انه helpless. وبعدين مرة واحدة لقى الله Lord looking towards him in grace. Then the grace of God worked and he could discover that he is not helpless, he is not a weak person, he's not a failure as David was convincing, but others convincing him. No, he is so great and he will be used with the Lord. أول ما ابتدى self-esteem بتاع when he could discover or when he could believe and receive the grace of God in his life, ابتدى adjust his life with the life of the Lord. ابتدى walking with God. ابتدى day after day كتير واحد يقول لي يعني أنا كنت دايما عندي problem with the quiet time with people, and people think in the quiet time is time of meditation والواحد يخشى promises حلوة من ربنا, but it's not the quiet time. Quiet time is how to adjust my life. It is mirror that God can tell me what is my life, and in the meantime I insist to receive from the Lord what He wants for me, from me today. What's truly, if even a big challenge, كده quiet time should like formulate our life, should shape my life. كده this man, when he took the quiet time with the Lord and discovered how God loves him and how God is keeping high profile for him and how the power of the Lord is for him, and he could receive this power, this grace, start to adjust his life to the Lord. After the day after day, opening his ears to listen to God's voice and God's will for himself and the adjusting. It's a lot of temptation, a lot of challenges. And I look at people who do like that, they might feel lonely. His life will start to be different than people around him. And everyone says, this man is fanatic or this man is odd. I don't know. I hate this man. I don't know why he's doing that. And start to be excluded by others. Yes, but he never cared. Adjust his life with the right. I want you to be that. I want that people can find like odd people in the community who are witnessing about Jesus. Who is, as they look and receive grace, they change the same vision of Jesus or the same revelation of Jesus in whom day after day reveals the Lord. This man adjusted his life with the Lord. وابتدأ كده day after day يبقى the voice of the Lord on the earth. وابتدأ, I think that time he was like preaching to people that God will do something. طبعا no one could listen to him. وبعدها بقى اني start to obey God, start to prepare the ark بتاعه. طبعا كان against the mind, يعني صار واحد كده في الشارع كده وما فيش ريفر ولا ووتر بيعمل big shape like that ويقول to save like the world. طبعا كل واحد كان بيقول على الراجل ده is stupid, يعني عبيط, بيعمل حاجة عبيطة كده, لكن he never cared. And he could build the ark. وطبعا حصل بعدها الفلاد وال people, most of the people were killed, but God could keep him. Why? Because he could find grace in the eyes of the Lord. Because he could adjust his life for the Lord. آخر حاجة جماعة بقى بسرعة بقى طلعوا بقى chapter 8 I think. بعد الفلات بقى ما نشفت المية after the drying of the water طلع برا. He went left the ark. حد يقرانا كده verse 20 and 21.
And Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord
said, كده سكر في حاجة الأولى. And after the first thing he did when he left, he worships the Lord. Yes, Alan. What's the meaning of the worship here? Why he built an altar and offered? تعرفين he offered هنا 1/7 of these things, because he has only 7 pairs from everything. Had a sobe about 15% offer it. What's the meaning of building an altar here? And how many?
Thanksgiving.
Huh?
Thanksgiving.
Very good. What else? في حاجة تانية for Thanksgiving. مهم قوي. An altar. تصور كده. The earth was washed from the evils. A cursed people. God removes them. He tried with them. And he tried by all means that they repent, but they refuse. And they were living like in a hallucination that Noah will solve the problem. But they didn't want to do anything. But God said, خلاص, let us solve the problem. After washing كده, وبقت the earth clean, first thing he did is worshiping the Lord. يعني ودي احلى حاجه كده, يعني لذيذ قوي ان الواحد get up early morning كده ويقول له يا رب انا on behalf of all the creation I worship you. الترو مينينج هنا ايه؟ consecration of life. يعني ال first creation they couldn't offer the life for the Lord. They offer for the Lord sin and evil. فده break the heart of the Lord. عشان كده the Lord قال let me destroy the earth. لكن دايما always the man of God دايما he is offering his life as if he is like he is زي ما الواحد يبقى يقول انا يا رب انا بقوم بدري و I praise you on behalf of all the creation. الواحد يقوم بدري كده ويقعد praise the Lord كده يقول له on behalf of all Fairfax ولا all كده Virginia I'll praise you Lord. يبقى كده الواحد I offer myself in, on behalf of all the people here. As if انت عارفين ان لما يقول انه you are a priesthood معناها كده priesthood مش انك تلبس اسم وتلبس عمة وكلام. لا لما يقول كده لما يقول you are a holy nation and a priesthood معناها انك انت God give you like the grace or the privilege انك stand in front of him on behalf of all the creation to worship him. ده اللي عمله نوح كده. بص السكند فيرس بعد كده this gave them great verse ده verse 21 حد يقرانا كده.
And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake.
The Lord did two things هنا. Oh, it happened two things. الحاجة الأولى إيه؟ عمل إيه؟ لا كده. كده السمل الأولى إيه؟ What was the first smell? Smell of evil and all wickedness. ربنا the Lord for the first time find another smell coming from the earth. تعرفين الورد هنا بتاعت الأروما هنا the same word Noah saw. يعني when he worshipped the Lord, when he could worship the Lord, when the Lord found a person worshiping from his heart willingly to offer his life for him, the Lord found comfort in his heart or rest in his heart. That was the original word. واحد بيفرح قلب ربنا في واحد he make his life like my life is only to please the Lord every day. يلاقي ايفل حواليه يقول له معلش شرب تسعش معلش شرب انا I will offer something what they couldn't offer I will offer. عارفين زي ايفل وكين كده لما واحد يبقى always worried his heart burning him how to please God how to make the Lord happy how to glorify the name of the Lord. ده اللي عمله نوح أول ما طلع when he went out of the ark راح he offered something else to the Lord. ربنا was so happy. حس كده زي بيقول ربنا jumping كده from joy for the first time find from the earth coming in like yes this is the aim of creation a person humanity which is glorifying him and loving him. The first second thing إيه بقى ايه second thing هنا عمل ايه. The Lord promised that he will never. على فكرة دي like covenant هنا يا جماعة مرة هنكلمكم there are seven covenants in the Bible one of them is this covenant. The Lord made a covenant that he will never destroy the earth again. شوفوا one person عمل ايه. شوفوا كده لو انتوا كده كلكم كده put in your heart that I will worship the Lord. That will be my life. I will receive His grace not in vain. I know that in the past I want to do something by my own power. I find evil around me but I could do nothing. I find I was so weak. I couldn't change things but now I will receive grace from the Lord. I will look up to see how I'm preached in His eyes. How He is willing to use me. How He is powerless for me. How can I can take His power to do something. If all of us offer another shape of life, worshiping life, consecrated life for the Lord, بص what will be the heart of the Lord. لما كلكم all of you do like Noah كده worship him, pleasing him. بص كده how the Lord will be happy. How the Lord will bless here. Not only Washington DC or Virginia, he will bless all the nation. قال الإبرام قال له if I could find 10 righteous people in the city, I would never destroy it. لما يلاقي big numbers like worshiping him with the spirit and the truth. صدقوني أنا When I was reading the story of the Samaritan woman last day, I discovered in this woman through true worship she offered to Jesus, Jesus used her to save all the town or the city of Samaria. Because she could offer for him a true worship, but when she could receive the grace of God, if you would know the gift of God, and she could receive the living water, and she could worship him with all her heart, Rah Jesus Allah, I will bless this city because of your worship. And he sent her to save the city. شوف بقى ربنا كده, when he find our true worship, our pleasing worship for him, he will send us كده. كل واحد, everyone in his place, or his work, or his school, or her school, يبقى receiving a new grace, new power, ويبقى كده the, like a vessel for the grace of God to come to this place and touch. يبتدي يحصل revival. صدقوني في فترة من الفترات, يمكن أبونا أنتوني hear this story, مش عارف أقول لك, كان جات لنا كده group في لندن, start كده يحصل among them a revival. وابتدوا everyone in his own place, the Lord used them. I start to receive reports, I couldn't believe. لقيت إن كان تعرفين إنه لندن is very secular, مش دايكم يعني هنا, America is more religious country, لكن England is not a religious country, it is very secular. One of them can fill the school, we start تاخد شوية girls, during the time of rest, pray with them. وابتدي يعملوا prayer meeting, ابتدى ال prayer meeting يبقى widened, لقيت ان كل ال school ابتدت to consecrate time praying for the nation, praying for the lost people. وابتدى everyone of the group start in his own or her own place, the Lord using them. I couldn't believe. صدقوني, what I heard lately in the infection دي happened to their parents. فابتدوا ال parents بتوعهم to be burdened about the lost people from the church. وابتدوا ال parents يعملوا prayer meeting. وابتدوا يبقى في prayer meeting, ابتدى يعمل blessing للchurch. وابتدوا ال parents يروحوا to visit areas. وابتدى يبقى great revival happening in the church because of young group could please the Lord, could worship the Lord with their heart, with their own hearts. Can the Lord do that time, that thing for us in this time?
One girl.
One girl. She ended in that place. Ah. Abuna Rahat and Asha. Enta. Lisa became Rah Washington. المهم, فبص كده one person, شوفوا كده لما احنا كده كده receive the grace of God كده in the time of fasting, بقول له رب, yes, people expecting me, you expecting me, the Holy Spirit expecting for me, from me to do something big. I know my power is so weak, I'm so dry, I'm so, but I'm not worried about that. I'll look towards you, towards your eyes. I know that there is a grace for me, unlimited power for me, unlimited grace for me, that you can use me, you can change me, that I'll be only agent of grace, vessel of grace, that I receive this grace not in vain, but I go with it to walk with you first, to deepen. We should first deepen our spiritual life with the Lord. After that, can carry this grace to others like Noah, kida. Bless all the nation. خلاص يا جماعة. Any question? I can stop here. Sorry, I spoke too much. Any question? طب مين عايز يعمل زي نوح كده? Who wants to be like Noah? مش تغرقوا الدنيا مية, لا.
Excuse me. How can God say that he feels sorry that he created
them? He repents. عايز اقول لك, God repent. The original word هنا repent. صار كده لما يعني لما يبقى في high expectation from something and it works oppositely. يعني زي أبونا مثلا جايبكم وكل واحد فيكم left his job to come here or his rest, وبعدين يقولوا فين فلان, لك لا راح نام عشان تعبان النهاردة. يكون الايه يتدلع على ايه. الناس كلها expecting والناس كلها came and حرام. How يعني God was expecting people to worship him like Noah came. But he didn't do that. And instead of that they left for themselves. God repented. God has created us to be like revealing his grace and to glorify him. And if we can do that مش كده اوعوا تفتكروا. Don't think I will say 10,000 times. We are not, spiritual life is not that my quiet time and my prayer, I'm okay. I'm thanks to God, my life is okay and God is blessing me at work and at money. And it's funny. It's not spiritual life. Spiritual life, how much the Lord is using me to bless others, to change the life of others. How am the vessel of His grace through me go to others. And I was speaking with some servants yesterday before I go to the airport about some Paul. Lama the king allo, you have one chance in your life to be free, to be released. The last chance for you. After 2 years questioning him and everyone, he said innocent, but no one has the power to release him. Okay, and some of the governors, they need money to release him, and Santo didn't want to give them money. فقالوله, last chance in your life to be free. After 2 years, after many trials to kill him, what he did in Acts 26? What he did? Did he speak about his case and how he is innocent? Can you remember? In Acts 26, he spoke about this Christ to convince the king to be Christian. فقالوله, I pray. It seems that go to the original word, he stayed all the night praying all the night. يعني أنا لو أنا في مكان سأل فول أقعد all the night to pray وأعمل مطانيات عشان to free me. Lord please change your mind, I want to be free, I want to serve you. That was not his aim or his prayer at all. He was praying all the night that the Lord use his words, that the king and other all the high quality people to believe in the Lord. Well, I'm praying that you and all the people here will be like me, but without this chance. Spiritual life, how the Lord used me to help others to know him and love him. If I can do that, that means I don't have a spiritual life. Something wrong. خلاص أي سؤال تاني؟ خلاص كفاية كده حرام. Enough. أبونا نام ونام 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 ونام. تعالوا كده ناخد فترة صلاة. بصوا يعني I pray نبقى free كده. Let the spirit speak to us freely. يعني حتى forget the sermon and calendar. It's not important. But what the spirit wants to say to me. يعني God when he spoke to this man did great things for the Lord. كان كده we open our hearts for the Lord to speak to our hearts what he wants from our life together.
ourselves, and we have no valor of ourselves, but like the Samaritan woman, and like Gideon, and like Noah, Lord, we come to you having no esteem in ourselves, and knowing that only of ourselves, only should come wrath, and only should come bad things, and knowing that maybe our smell has been bad to you for many years, but knowing that you are God of grace, and you are our God who makes good smells out of bad smells. Lord, we come before you and just listen and pray that you would teach us to walk with you as Noah walked with you. Every step we take, Lord, every step of the day, not just even 50% of the steps or even 90% of the steps, but every step we take can be in line with you and in line with what would be pleasing to you. Lord, we live to please ourselves. That never works. We really want to live to please you, Lord. We pray you would speak to us and unveil our eyes that really we can't see, and unveil our hearts that really we can't know you, and that really we can one day you can write a verse about us that says that we walked with you all the days of our life. Thank you, dear Lord, for this message of grace and not condemnation. Thank you because you always shine upon us with your grace. Lord, unleash your grace upon us and let us to see your grace and to see wherever it is your grace leads us. Pray all this name for our Lord, God, and Savior Jesus Christ, with intercessions and prayers along with your saints.
Heavenly Father, Lord, you are God of grace, and that again is our nature, Lord. It's very hard for us, Lord, to understand that principle, Lord. How can we be that weak and that not talented, Lord, and just not profitable for anything? And you give us a message that you can change the world through us, and you can save the world through us. Lord, just we don't understand that, Lord, and it's very hard for us to believe. Just I pray, Lord, that you really open the eyes of our hearts during this week, Lord. It's amazing how you spoke to us, Lord, this week about grace, Lord, that you have a special message to give every and each one of us, that it's not, it doesn't matter what condition we are, can never be less than the Samaritan woman, Lord. You can use us, Lord, to save an entire city. And it's not because of us, Lord, and how good or bad we are, but it's because who you are. And it's amazing, Lord, how the more we are down, you can use us, Lord, for your glory. And that you prove that you are the God of grace who can bring people from the bottom, Lord, from the dungeon and from the garbage, and make them sit with the kings and rulers. It's only by your grace. No one can ever do that for us. So help us, Lord, if we're just weak, looking all the time at our weakness, Lord, and how incapable we are. Give us, Lord, to overcome this and look beyond that. Just focus our eyes on you, who can really transform, who can do amazing things, Lord. Only you can do that, Lord. Give us just to look at you and not on ourselves, and our weaknesses, what we can or we cannot do. But you are the God of grace, the God who uses the little ones like David and the people who are cowards like Gideon, and the incapable like Noah, and the speechless like Moses, and you can make great things, Lord, and use them in a glorious way. Just to believe, Lord, and that it's just hard to believe, but help our unbelief, Lord, and give us to really focus on you and not on ourselves, and just to meditate and ponder about your glory and how awesome you are and how great you are and how capable you are. We thank you for that. No one deserves that, Lord. No one deserves that grace. No one deserves to be your servant and to be your ambassador. But just because you're so good, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, Lord, for who you are and for the grace that's abundant for the upon us.
Lord, to what excuse can I offer to you? Lord, if you are willing with all my weakness, Lord, the dryness, to send enough grace, Lord, that you can use everyone of us, that you can do great things, Lord, through us. Because of your grace, because you're sufficient for us, Lord. Can we still, Lord, have excuses, live again in weakness, Lord? Can we argue with you, Lord, and say, I like, I dream, I promise, but I care, and everything around me is weak, Lord, and dry, and wicked? Today, Lord, would convince us that your grace, Lord, is with us. It's a grace which can change, Lord, which could use the young Jeremiah, Lord, to be the great prophet. Use, Lord, all the weak people, Lord, and fishermen and all these animalic people, Lord, to make them great apostles and to share the word, to could touch, could empower the persecutor of the church, the killer who used to kill the saints, to make him the great apostle of grace. Lord, all of us at Valentine can't argue with you, Lord. And we don't understand that, because we'll never, our mind can't understand that. Help us that all of us can believe and trust you, but also rather to thank you for that. Make us open to your grace, Lord. Lead grace to be, Lord, grace to be not in vain in us, Lord. Touch our hearts. Show us how we are precious in our eyes, Lord. Change, Lord, the self-image of everyone, us in his heart or her heart, that we can know how we are great in our eyes. We are mighty men of valor, Lord. We are deliverers, Lord. We are saviors like you, because you want to use us, because your grace is able to use us, Lord. Because you will cover all our weakness, our nakedness, Lord, with your power and the grace that could do great things, Lord. That no one can boast after that. Always will be grateful to you and debted to you, Lord, and say, this is the grace of God who's using me. I know myself, I know my weakness, I know my stupidness, I know how I am foolish, but also I know the grace of God, the abundant grace, which can use, which is willing to use me and do great things. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you, Lord, after the great price you have paid on the cross. You look towards us not in condemnation, Lord, or judgment, but look towards us in grace and love, Lord. And when we are willing to offer our life, our broken life, the altar for you, the fire, your fire will come from heaven, consume it, clean it, Reject the earth. To be lively. Lively, use life. That you can reach somewhere through us. Lord, take us, Lord, from this busy daily life of somewhere. Save us, Lord, from these, Lord, unlimited commitments and daily problems, to discover, Lord, that you want us to be saviors, Lord, and you want to use us, Lord, in your kingdom. Through grace, we can do great things for your holy name. Touch our house, Lord. Stop this crazy cycle of life, Lord. Let your bright light to be shining upon us, that it can take our eyes, Lord, from this crazy life, to discover our call as servants, as ambassadors of Christ. Ask us today, Lord, honestly, loudly, Lord, as we could ask Peter, do you truly love me? Do you truly love me? Yes, Lord. I've always said I'm loving you. Continue, Lord. Convince us that you are waiting us to shepherd your flock, your people, your sheep, Lord. Not serving, not, Lord, shepherding ourselves, our dreams. Take us away, center of our life, Lord. Please help us that everyone, every single one of us today, Lord, now, to crucify himself or herself. That no more living for ourselves, but living for you, Lord. At the time we are willing to sacrifice and to offer everything, the time, Lord, your grace will be like coming to us in abundance, to use us, through us, Lord, to bless others. I pray that everyone in this room to be like a great soldier for you, Lord, great ambassador, that we can heal the world, Lord, that no more the world will hurt you, Lord, and to break your heart, but through your grace working through us, Lord, the world will be pleasing to you, Lord. And we will build altars for you everywhere. And we'll consecrate ourselves and others to consecrate themselves, Lord, on these altars. That this aroma of true worship, of consecration, will please your heart, Lord. That no more will curse the earth. No more you will destroy or judge or punish the world, Lord, but rather to save and to bless the world. Make us, Lord, agents of reconciliation and the blessing, Lord, everywhere we go. Thank you for my Father, the great work doing here. Coming to be blessed by them. Use them mightily, Lord. And the great harvest here, Lord. The great children here, Lord, give them their spirit. That all the group here, everyone here, Lord, all of us will be armed for you, Jesus, pleasing to you, serving, resting for you, Lord. That you'll bless us and bless the world. Thank you for, Lord, everything. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We pray that in holy name, for the presence of Mother Virgin Mary, that Mark said, Mina, all the saints, hear us pray to you, our Father.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In Christ Jesus our Lord, and I speak to you.
May the love of God the Father, the gracious Christ our Lord, the fellowship of the Spirit be with you. Go in peace. Sorry, Jamaa, saharnakum, saharna abuna haram.
Thank you, Sayyidina, so much.